Hi everyone. So the Japanese Nikkei index has touched 30,000 for the first time since 1990 today. And it's interesting, I have given a number of videos on my YouTube channel and general analysis where I've said I think that the sentiment is changing towards Japan and that if the Nikkei hits 30,000, we could see new highs. So what would be very interesting, or what will be very interesting, should I say, is if the Nikkei actually closes above 30,000 today or this week or next week, will we see quite sharp increases towards its previous height of 38,000? Now, the reason why this is quite interesting is the Nikkei is the only major index which has not closed our records since, say, the 1980s. Although, as I've said before, somebody who reinvested dividends in that period would have actually been up by now. But the difference is between, say, the S&P 500, NASDAQ, Dow Jones, and so on, is that with those indexes, if they go down, people know they will probably come back up and more than hit record highs. There might even occasionally be 5 or 10 years, 15 years of stagnation. But if you buy and hold, it's going to work. The Japanese market has looked undervalued for years, but it's only been in the last, say, 12, 13 years we've really seen it skyrocket. It went from 7,000 after the economic crisis up to 30,000 now. And before the economic crisis, it was stagnating at like 13, 14,000 and so on. So sentiment is really changing. And people have to remember also that the valuations look pretty good, which leads me on to the second article, and that's that stocks in the Asia Pacific are doing pretty well these days. South Korea, even China, which has been one of the worst performing stock markets, is doing pretty well. I think people are going to look away from just the US stock market. Now, the US stock market is a tried and tested stock market. It's a global stock market. Companies IPO all around the world, including Chinese, Japanese, and European companies. But it's done very well now for a number of years, and it will continue long term to do very well. But valuations in Europe and the Asia Pacific look cheaper than the US. So we're also seeing what could be called risk on. What I mean by that is when people are worried, they tend to go towards the US dollar. They tend to stick to the US stock market if they're going to invest in stocks. They are more likely to buy government bonds. Emerging markets tend to suffer the most when people are feeling worried. Emerging market currencies suffer a lot. But now what we're seeing is non-US markets, non-US currencies like the British pound, which is now 1.39 against the dollar, and also oil and other assets tend to do better when people are feeling optimistic. And the fact that oil now is above 60 shows that people are expecting an economic recovery. With that being said, we shouldn't be complacent. As the last article shows, the UK's GDP fell by a huge amount last year, and the UK is not alone. So we have to remember that even though the economic recovery will probably come this year, next year, and so on, it was a very big shock to the global economy, and we're not out of the woods yet, of course. But I think all of these stories, the one commonality between the Japanese market hitting a height, the British pound going up, oil going up, shows that people are feeling more optimistic than they were before.